All right, welcome everybody. Mike Adams here with an update on the border invasion situation that is continuing to impact the United States, and especially with things heating up in the Middle East, there's increasing concern over some radicalized Muslim extremists entering the United States and what their plans might be. And joining me is a repeat guest who we cannot show visually, but he has been reporting with us from time to time on the situation. And he was recently with the team in Texas that cleared out Fronten Island of the Mexican cartels there. So welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here. Glad to be involved in what we're doing. And very gracious that you keep up with the things you do and pass the word and keep people appraised of what's going on in the world. You know, there's crazy stuff.
No doubt about that. We're doing our best, but of course everybody seems to want to start more wars and start more invasions and violence than ever before. But tell us about Fronten Island. Not a lot of people actually know about that. There was a little buzz, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or whenever the Texas Rangers were really operating there, but you were there. So tell us what you can about that situation.
Now that we've kind of wrapped up mission there as far as made it to where they can patrol the island with Border Patrol, can get down there easily and move around and keep eye on things. When we got there, it's 170 acres of just trees and brush, and they were utilizing that cover from the towns across from the river. You had the CNG and the CND cartels battling for control over human trafficking and drug mules that were pushed across there.
Oh, one quick question, sorry to interrupt, but just so our audience knows, this island is an island in the river but the island is on the U.S. side, according to the boundaries, correct?
That's correct. It is Texas property. It is. They did the research and found that it is on the side of the border of the river on the Texas side.
Okay.
So, therefore, it was being invaded and used for trafficking on a regular basis. So the base, we went in there and cleared the island and made it some movement trails through there so we can keep cartel off of it and have a high visibility for them to see us there. And then we brought in, the engineers came in to start actually deforesting the island. We turned it into a giant sandbar, 170 acres.
Wow. And okay. But this was used as a base for human trafficking and weapons trafficking, both?
Both. And drug running, that's correct. They would bring weapons from the American side in onto the island and over into Mexico and arms. And then they, vice versa. If the Mexican military or whoever on the law enforcement side, federale side or whatever, would get after the cartel, they would run to the island and hide.
I see.
Over there as well. So there was gunfights across the river every day.
So how organized are the cartels that are operating there, and what are their capabilities? You know, I saw some, I think, drone photos of some of their equipment. Didn't look like they had any tracked vehicles, but they had some, you know, technicals and so on. What's their capability as far as you can tell?
Just in that vicinity, they're mainly on foot and vehicles, like small technical trucks that they use to run back and forth. And then, of course, the Mexican military will come in and it wreak havoc. It gets really nasty. A lot of bad things happen. Of course, there's a few houses along the river, and one of them we even call the Sicario House because of some of the grotesque things that happen at that house to individuals when they capture another cartel member or individuals that are trying to enter illegally into the, you know, United States, and they don't pay their dues, then bad things happen to them there as well.
Now, I know that Governor Abbott is taking a lot of steps to try to stop people crossing the border, and he's been busing the illegals that have been caught in Texas. He's been busing them to New York City, which the mayor of New York says New York City is going to collapse. I mean, those are his words, by the way. Massive budget cuts are happening across New York City to deal with the illegals. Kind of like, welcome to the club, pal. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What's already happening in Texas, you know, as far as nobody seemed to really understand or care until all of that started happening, until he started busing those individuals up north. by the busloads. Then all of a sudden, it's a emergency problem, which is, you know.
And in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the ones in Chicago, the illegals there are now like, well, they're not taking care of us. They're rioting and protesting against for not being taken care of, like they were told they would be taken care of. Money being given to them, free housing, hotels, luxury hotels. You could see the ball drop in New York City from the hotels the migrants are staying in.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So there's a lot of domestic backlash now against this illegal immigration, even among Democrats and in Chicago, among the African-American community there. In New York City, a lot of Democrats there are pushing back hard against this. And a lot of people think that Joe Biden is being, you know, politically weakened quite a lot by this mass immigration. And yet Mayorkas says there's no problem at the border. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we already know he's a treasonous traitor, so how much more blunt can you be about that? He's already been, and that's not my opinion, that's what's been brought to the table as evidence against him. So he's hanging his own self. The problem is the person running the gallows, or the group that's running the gallows, don't care. They're not going to do anything about it. That's why Biden is in his family, his regime has been able to carry on what they're carrying on doing. It's ridiculous.
What's your take on the number of Middle Eastern extremists or possible terrorists that are crossing the border? I mean, I know you and I have talked about this before, but is there anything different now after the escalation of conflict in the Middle East?
Well, as you know, we run my group off out of the military side. We run intel in multiple countries, and the chatter we're getting on the pushing of Taliban support Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Haqqani and Hamas all working together, especially to do with the Israel stuff going on as well. But they're pushing great attack mode mentality. They are literally, all the chatter we're getting, all the movement of bodies of suicide bombers and things like that have already, we've tracked into the European side, which means if they're in Europe, then obviously they're in the U.S. And we already know that there's a ton of terrorists in the U.S.
Oh yeah, right. That's one of my concerns, is that the ones that were already here are going to be radicalized in response to the events of, you know, Israel bombing Gaza. This is one of the reasons why I keep calling for peace, because I know that de-escalation it makes it less risky for all of us, right? De-escalation means our cities won't be bombed as much, but we're not moving in a de-escalation direction. We're moving in an escalation direction.
Division.
Israel's bombing southern Gaza, or about to start to bomb southern Gaza as well. Those people have nowhere to go. All the Arabs are enraged. And there's now a rumor, I'd like your reaction to this, that there's going to be a day in America of coordinated terrorism attacks on, I think, over 24 cities across the United States. Have you heard any chatter on that you can share?
We have heard exactly that. We have heard those same wants and their goals. Now, how far they are, you know, prepped for to be able to do that, we're not quite sure yet, but, you know, we're still working that angle. I saw a video the other day that showed the Palestinians in Gaza watching a projected video of the Hamas going in and attacking and doing all things, and they were rooting it on. This was like open Palestinian viewing and Hamas viewing of all of these videos that they were putting of Hamas going in and attacking.
Like theater night or something?
Yeah, exactly, just like theater night. And people are like, oh, they're poor innocent people that are being killed there and stuff. Well, I'm not, you know, I would rather it be utopian, no weapons, no nothing, have to worry about, have peace and all that, but that's delusional. In the end, God's got this, but he doesn't want us to stand around with our head in the sand either. We need to do what we need to do. We need to pray. We need to gather up our communities, our individual community. Who's in your community? Who's teaching your kids? Who's running the
drag queens?
Absolutely. So why are you not doing something about, you know, I say individuals that are not doing something about their communities to strengthen that and fight harder? Some are.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are not.
Well, there is a lot of awakening taking place. I mean, this war in in the Middle East right now, if you can call it that, this is like a GoPro war. I mean, everybody's wearing cameras. And even in Russia and Ukraine, a lot of people are wearing cameras. Like, the world is seeing in near real time now soldiers and rocket strikes and bomb strikes like we've never seen it before. It's like the whole world is watching a reality show, but it's not fake. I mean, people are dying all the time in all these areas.
Yeah, I just got intel on hypersonic missiles that have been made over to Iran that are getting ready to be utilized.
Oh, yeah, we covered that.
Yeah, terrible, terrible situation. And, you know, those things that where they're being supported to fight in that manner. We actually watched one Hamas die, another Hamas die, and another guy, Hamas, come in and pick up his camera off his dead body and put it on and continue to go video with his camera off of his body.
Like camera before ammo?
Yeah, what is that? Camera before ammo or something like that.
Okay. In the few minutes we have left, I want to bring you back to the domestic situation in the United States. If there is this coordinated terrorist attack on U.S. cities, which I know the FBI has been warning about that, but you know, half the time I think the FBI is running those attacks.
Not far from that, I believe.
Yeah. But in this case, the FBI, I mean, surely there are outraged people from the Middle East, from Arabic nations that are in the United States. Some of them may, you know, cross a tipping point and decide to do something. If all they do is throw a few Molotov cocktails around, like, that's not a big deal. But if they start bombing infrastructure, that's a big deal. Do they have capabilities like that?
Yes, yeah, they would definitely have capabilities like that. People don't want to think that these groups have weaponry and stuff like that. Let me tell you what, they're probably very well outfitted, very well. You know, we try to stay up to speed on our move, shoot, communicate, medicate, just like the satellite push-to-talks that we got, you know, between you and the satellite phone store and them using them. They were such a drastic uptick in our communication scenario and the things that we were dealing with that. And then our guys, our medics, training other people to prepare. The best thing I can say is back to your community. If you have a community or a neighborhood in the large cities, then you need to prepare. Don't live in fear. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared. You know, pay attention to what you're doing and make that decision to have a plan, a family plan, a neighborhood plan, a community plan. So if something goes south, everybody's helping each other to be safe, protected. Where do the children go? How does the EMS, how do they respond? Be in communication with them. How can you help them?
Yep.
The law enforcement, same thing. You know, be a help, not a vigilante group running around in chaos creating more problems.
Good point. And you mentioned the satellite phones or the push-to-talk satellite radios that you use. Thanks for bringing that up. The satellite phone store has donated quite a bit of gear to you and your team. You use the Bivy sticks?
Yes.
And the PTT radios that are satellite and some sat phones, correct?
That is correct. And it comes in very handy, especially like just down on the border like that. A lot of our guys' phones don't work. And we're trying to move down on each day down and clear the island so the engineers can come down and work. So it was easier for me to use the sat communications and talk and be able to do that than it was to try to find a different area to try to call on our cell phones or if our radios weren't pushing out, our regular radios weren't pushing out.
Right.
Yeah, and then we use the sat push-to-talks as inter-team communications.
That makes sense because you always have a view of the sky. So
that's correct.
Did they work reliably?
100%.
100%?
Yeah, 100%. Never had any issues where if we had our regular radios that we were talking might be getting out, might not be getting out at some points depending on where you were on the island, the push-to-talk satellite phones, no problem. Key up and pass on our information.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, let me give a plug for them then, thank them for their donations. It's Satellite Phone Store is at SAT123.com. SAT123.com. They have the push-to-talk satellite radios. They have the Bivy sticks, which are two-way satellite text messaging. And, of course, they have satellite phones. And thank you, by the way, for, you know, putting that gear to use. I know that Tina arranged for quite a good supply of gear for your team. And they're using that to help protect America's borders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just let Tina know now that as things probably get in a more sticky situation, we will probably be moving these satellite comms to our individual families within the team so that we can communicate with our loved ones in case of emergency contacts. And of course, you know, we're going to pass off information to those individuals so they can reach out to Tina about purchasing their own stuff.
Right. All right, well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today here, and thank you also for your efforts to help secure the borders of Texas, not just the United States, but especially the state of Texas. In fact, I think Texas at this point would do a better job without federal involvement, because the feds are always lifting the fences and cutting the barbed wire, right?
Yeah, why are we fighting against our own agencies in a joint agency operation? Is ridiculous. There's no way that this should be happening. Yes, loss of life. I believe life is more important than anything. If somebody's dying in the river, you should save them, pull them out. But that doesn't mean let 3,000 of them unvetted into the country.
That's right. No, that doesn't help anybody, especially with the victims of all the violent crimes carried out by the illegals, some of whom are engaged in crimes against children.
Absolutely.
As well. All right. Well, thank you for your time today, sir.
Yes, sir. Mike, it's always good to see you. Y'all have a blessed day and a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You as well. Take care.
Yes, sir.
If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties, and that they're called anthocyanins, and you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe, and yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well, of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.